SBS Radio.
Traditionally, the festive season produces a surge in consumer spending. However, Australians are not flocking to stores and splashing out as much as previous years. The federal government's mid-year fiscal and economic outlook, or MYEFO, reveals the drought, staggering house prices, a retail slowdown, and global economic uncertainties such as Brexit and the trade war between the US and China are producing a slowing economy. The report signals flatlining wage growth, which is set to further slow consumer spending. Small and medium business owners are being impacted by the decrease in retail spending. Olivia Meredith runs a floristry business and studio. Despite expanding her business by adding a Sydney shopfront to her Blue Mountain store, Ms. Meredith says business is not as good as usual.
It is difficult because I work 18-hour days a lot of the time, and you really need to work even harder than that. And then when you work so hard and then you can't see the rewards at the end of the day, that's very difficult. And also to keep staff morale up is also very difficult.
In an effort to stimulate retail spending, Prime Minister Scott Morrison introduced income tax cuts in July. The cuts were designed to encourage people to spend the money they were saving in stores. However, Kate Carnell, the Small Business Ombudsman, says the cuts aren't having the desired effect.
What we're seeing is consumer confidence going down at the moment. A new survey by Westpac just in the last couple of days has shown another decrease in consumer confidence. That means what people are doing is they're paying off debt, putting money in the bank. Some of them are putting money into real estate, but I'd have to say what they're not doing is spending.
Despite government grants and initiatives existing to help small to medium business, MYEFO's low pay rise predictions for 2020 are making it difficult for owners to get by on current support. Ms. Meredith says, given the reduced surplus, more needs to be done to ensure small businesses can survive.
For me personally, I don't find many incentives for small business at all. You know, from an accounting perspective or from other perks, I don't really gain any that I know of, to be honest. I really just work extremely hard and my staff work extremely hard, and there's no real benefits that I see that I think, oh wow, that's an extra benefit for my business. I feel like I do it and my staff do it to support and keep the business buoyant, but I don't really find many government incentives, no.
In a further bid to stimulate growth and fix Australia's trade shortage, the federal government is strengthening major spending initiatives, including fast-tracking infrastructure projects. The move aims to create opportunities for people new to the country to reskill. And with Australia facing a trade shortage, that could open the door for new arrivals. Samuel Kamande came to Australia from Kenya as a trained accountant. He's now studying and working as a bricklayer. Mr. Kamande says learning a new trade is helping his employment.
The skills that I've acquired in TAFE New South Wales are really world-class, whereby the skills really help me to apply them in the field. The people that I work for really enjoy what I do because they can see that I really know my thing, I know what I'm doing.
Despite the budget update indicating a weakening economy, the federal government is optimistic that employment growth will remain robust and wages will continue to grow. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.